When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class.
Economics 101, Black Power Economics, The Building Blocks. Economics and Black Power Economics. Economics is a science. By that, I mean it is an organized system of activities as opposed to a random series of activities. We must remember that, as important as it is, money is only an economic tool. There are other tools that are much more important than money. We must be astute enough to refocus, to look at the picture from a different angle, and put ourselves in a better position to determine what is best for us. What we will discover is this: one of the keys to an independent Black Power economic system is actualizing economic principles that might not have been actualized before. This will be one of several classes that ask fundamental economics questions and answers those questions as simply as possible. What has to be managed? We have to manage our time. On the personal and national and community levels, there are several resources Black people have to manage. These resources include, but are not necessarily limited to, the following: people, attitudes, energy, time, skills, wealth, and money. In this class, we will take a brief look at time. There are approximately 1,437 minutes, almost 24 hours, in each day. Each and every living person is doing something each and every one of those minutes. In order to speed up the realization of Black Power economics, Black individuals need to make more Black-centric use of more of their minutes. What do Black individuals need to consume more of their time doing? To begin with, each of us needs to consume more time studying the Black perspective. One reason so many Blacks are so quick to jump on other people's bandwagons is because they have so little conscious understanding of the Black reality. Most of what they know about Black people is information that has been handed down to them by prejudiced parties, and they have not armed themselves with the information they need to effectively combat that prejudiced perspective. Black individuals also need to consume more of their time working in the interest of Black-centric objectives. In a highly politicized world, such as the one we live in, there is nothing wrong with looking out for your own people's interests first and looking out for the interests of others afterwards. In fact, under present circumstances, that is what politically mature and politically responsible people are expected to do. Too many Black individuals have been convinced that that is not the correct thing to do. We need to understand that that is the foremost of correct things to do. And Black individuals need to consume more of their time developing a greater comfort zone with themselves. Black individuals are still thinking of themselves in ways that are typical of people with an inferiority complex. People who possess an inferiority complex, as a rule, are not going to use their time in ways that benefit them. Presently, we devote so little quality time to the development of Black Power realities that most of us cannot honestly say Black Power economics is important to us. The development of Black Power economics requires that Black individuals invest more quality time addressing the human needs of Black people and less quality time being white power economic consumers. More quality minutes of each day will contribute to the growth of Black Power economics, and less minutes of each day will contribute to the recession of white power economics. That is time well spent.